When I help a client set up a business entity, you know, obviously it's very easy when it's a single owner entity. You don't have all these issues to worry about. But when you have the multi-owner entity structure, you know, you always face this conversation when folks come in that, and I don't remember who told me this, an attorney told me this in a discussion a long time ago, that every client who walks in your office thinks they're the next Ben and Jerry, but they're more likely the next Tom and Jerry. So when you have people walk in and you're playing the role of, you know, they want to tell you about the idea, and this person told us, you know, we need to form an entity, we need to have liability protection, it gives us some, you know, authority or legitimacy because, you know, we have an entity behind us. It's not just a, you know, a couple of guys out there bungling around trying to do this business as a general partnership. But, you know, as a lawyer, you get to play the spoiler or the killjoy, because you get to be the one that says, okay, well, what if this happens? What if you aren't the next Ben and Jerry? What if this goes wrong? What if this doesn't make as much money as you think it will? And at that stage of the development of the entity, that can be a very difficult conversation, because usually the client at that point, they have a whole lot of things on their to-do list that they need to get done. Coming to see the lawyers, of course, one of them. But you know, we need to get this over and done with as quickly and cheaply as possible, because we have a whole lot of other use for our capital other than paying you to make things more complicated. You know, you've got to convince these folks who think that they work very, very well together that, well, maybe they won't. And so just kind of human nature, what you end up approaching with these folks is that You focus on that proverbial bus. What if you get hit by a bus? What if your partner gets hit by a bus?